Hi, my name is Jason Van Bemmel, the pastor of Forest Hill Presbyterian Church, and this is Walking with Jesus and our ongoing series of devotionals in the Gospel of Mark. This is our 21st Mark devotional, and we're now in Mark chapter 11, verses 1 to 14, asking, what is the importance of the triumphal entry? Mark 11, verses 1 to 14. Now when they drew near to Jerusalem, to Bethphage and to Bethany, at the Mount of Olives, Jesus sent two of his disciples and said to them, go into the village in front of you, and immediately as you enter it, you will find a colt tied, on which no one has ever sat. Untie it and bring it. If anyone says to you, why are you doing this? Say, the Lord has need of it, and will send it back here immediately. And they went away and found a colt tied at a door outside in the street, and they untied it. And some of those standing there said to them, what are you doing, untying the colt? And they told them what Jesus had said, and they let them go. And they brought the colt to Jesus and threw their cloaks on it, and he sat on it. And many spread their cloaks on the road, and others spread leafy branches that they had cut from the fields. And those who went before and those who followed were shouting, Hosanna! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Blessed is the coming kingdom of our father David. Hosanna in the highest! And he entered Jerusalem and went into the temple. And when he had looked around at everything, as it was already late, he went out to Bethany with the 12. On the following day, when they came from Bethany, he was hungry. And seeing in the distance a fig tree in leaf, he went to see if he could find anything on it. When he came to it, he found nothing but leaves, for it was not the season for figs. And he said to it, may no one ever eat fruit from you again. And his disciples heard it. That's Mark 11, verses 1 to 14. When God sent his Son into the world to be the King and Savior of his people, he made sure it was announced. He sent the birth announcement by angels to a group of shepherds, keeping watch over their flocks by night. God's choice of shepherds was significant on a number of levels, including the fact that they were the keepers of sheep, and God was sending his Son as the Lamb of God to take away the sins of the world. Now, approximately 33 years later, God's Son is entering into Jerusalem to accomplish the final and most vital stage of his mission. In just a few days, he would be betrayed and beaten and crucified. He would become our Savior, as he took our sins upon himself. This day was an important one foretold in Scripture in Isaiah 52 and in Zechariah 9:9. And just as surely as God made Jesus' entry into the world announced by angels, so now he is making sure that his Son's entry into Jerusalem is announced. This time, the announcing was done by the shouting of the crowd, who laid down their coats and spread out palm branches to proclaim the coming of their king. Jesus was riding on a donkey, on a colt, the foal of a donkey, in exact fulfillment of Zechariah 9:9. The crowds shouted, Hosanna, which means save now. They were asking for salvation from the Romans, but Jesus came to save them from their sins. They praised Jesus for bringing the kingdom of David, but he was actually coming to bring the kingdom of God. So what about us? Do we shout the right Hosanna? Are we expecting the right kingdom? In other words, do we praise and welcome Jesus for the right reasons? It's very easy to shout Hosanna in praise to Jesus for saving us from the things we want to have taken out of our lives, suffering, sorrow, poverty, sickness, struggle, and not what we most need to have removed, sin. It is easy to ask Jesus to come and set up our own self-serving kingdom, but he only comes to set up the kingdom of God. Thankfully, what Jesus brings is what we most need. We need to be saved from ourselves, and only Jesus could do that. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for sending your Son to save us from sin, to bring in the fullness of the kingdom of God, and to call us into that kingdom. Not our kingdom, but your kingdom. We are thankful for this deliverance. Make us ever more worshipful of you, for who you are and what you've done for us. In Jesus' name, amen.